This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only found.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
738, Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Oh, the revelation just happened. Okay, it is time for Crime Stoppers. Every month we visit with the folks from iCare, and it's probably one of my favorites of the year because we have our EBR School's Student of the Year with me right now, graduate of Baton Rouge High, Ralston Graves. Ralston, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing very well. Glad to have you on here. Congratulations, Student of the Year. Pretty big deal.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, that's... is this something you sought after, or it just kind of happened?
Well, so definitely there was some work involved, some seeking after certain things. but it was really great. I got nominated by a teacher. I'm not sure who, and that's what kind of kickstarted the whole process.
You're not sure? So you don't even know who to thank?
No.
Unreal.
Unfortunately.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, of course, just graduated from Baton Rouge High.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy running, enjoy definitely the more STEM-based subjects, so math, science, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big, big reader as well. And, next year I'm heading off to college.
So where are you going? Big
University of Idaho.
Idaho?
Yes, sir.
How'd you land there?
Well, so I have family somewhat nearby, not too close, not too far, you know.
Okay.
And I think just a change of weather might be nice.
So okay.
I might feel differently in the winter.
I've got a sophomore is my oldest. So I'm leaning on you for a little bit of insight as to what I can expect for the next 2 years. The biggest appeal there, is it getting away for a little while? Is it the change of scenery? Or how much did course selection play into this?
Yeah, so course selection was actually really big.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really great job of letting me use a lot of AP credits. So it turns out those are useful.
Very nice. So you're well on your way towards your degree already.
Yes, sir, hopefully.
So you mentioned STEM. Do we know how specific we're going to get already when it comes to a major?
Yeah. I'm planning to pick up a double major in math and physics.
Feel bad yet, Chuck?
Did he say a double major?
He said a double major in math and physics.
Okay.
That's the goal.
EBR School Student of the Year, here to make us feel worse. Ralston Graves is with us. I'm messing with you. Is with us. Hey, so you're finishing up Baton Rouge High. You're done?
Yes, sir. Done. Graduation was Monday.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Before Baton Rouge High, where'd you go for middle school?
I went to McKinley Middle.
Okay, cool. So a product of EBR schools through and through.
Yes, sir.
What brings you here today as far as talking about being Student of the Year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was actually asked to come here by iCare and mm-hmm. then, of course, Crime Stoppers. I thought it would just be a really cool way to actually, of course, iCare has been there all throughout middle school and high school. I think they've done a really great job of all their awareness and prevention programs mm-hmm. while still keeping things, fun, not too heavy.
So how prevalent are they? How much are they in the forefront of your student experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I thought was great, they were a lot more present all the time in middle school, of course, when it's more important when you're younger, get the message through.
Mm-hmm.
So we had these assemblies, these programs. And then in high school, they're a little bit more, of course, we still have awareness programs that they put on, but they're a little bit less universal, and it's more something that you can kind of seek out and just see integrated within the school day a little bit more.
Going back to Student of the Year for just a second, is this your first time at this?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, cool. Walk me through the process. You said a teacher nominated you, but you don't know who. Walk me through the process from there, since there's a little bit of lobbying going on, campaigning going on, if you will.
Yes, sir. So, of course, after the nomination, there was an interview for the school level.
Yeah.
There were, I believe, about 10 candidates. And so the interview being such a big part of the Student of the Year process at the next levels was kind of what they used.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that point for EBR and everything beyond becomes a lot more official. You have to put in a writing sample, a portfolio, a resume, list all the activities, the community service you do. And then, of course, there is an interview. Most of them were over Zoom, actually.
The other, you mentioned running early on. What other extracurriculars are you into?
Yes, sir. So I'm an officer in the STEM club this year.
Mm-hmm.
Run track and cross country, of course. And up until this year, I played soccer. You know, had to kind of had to pick and choose between sports a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been in the band and orchestra at Baton Rouge High. I play
French horn. You put French horn?
Yes, sir.
Not bad. I like that. You mentioned community service. Mm-hmm. How big of a role, okay, two-part question. How big of a role does that play for you? And how does Baton Rouge High foster that, or does that start at home?
Yes, sir. So Baton Rouge High actually does a great job of that. There's all sorts of clubs. I mentioned STEM Club,
mm-hmm.
But Beta Club is actually one of the biggest.
Yeah.
So I'm a member of that as well. We do tutoring every Saturday at Goodwood. And so...
For how old?
I believe it's actually open to pretty much any EBR student.
Okay.
But I think we're mostly targeting middle schoolers.
That would make the most sense.
A little bit easier to deal with, but also not too high level of a subject.
And when you go over there to tutor, do you just hold up a big sign and say, I'm a double major starting next year, and then just like flock you? Hey, that guy knows what he's doing.
No, not quite.
Back to the process, though, aside from the interview, I mean, were you kept abreast of the whole way around, or is it or like, you know, hey, you've made it to this level, you made it to this level, or is it just one big reveal?
Actually, no. So you kind of like figured out, because every week they would either be like, you have another interview, or mm-hmm. you don't. And eventually they stopped asking about it.
Okay.
So I figured I was done.
Yeah.
And then I actually, you know, you're able to find online about how far you went.
This is our Crime Stopper segment. Once a month, we talk with iCare, and this month we're privileged to have Ralston Graves in studio. Ralston is the EBR School's Student of the Year, a graduate of Baton Rouge High, right up Government Street from us here. We talked a little bit about what's next. Are you ready for it?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, Crime Stopper's iCare has prepared me to do well, and of course EBR.
Well, yeah, obviously that as well. But I mean, it's a big move. So what are you looking for the summer?
Yes, sir. So I'm actually just staying in town, working. Can I plug?
Absolutely.
At Varsity Sports on Perkins.
Oh, you better plug Varsity Sports. Kate. We love Jenny. Absolutely. Yeah, darn right. So a couple years ago, I was in a weight loss competition with another guy, went over to see Jenny to get all straight with the feet, and got the new kicks, and we were off and running. So,
oh, nice!
Good
nice.
Stuff. Yeah, we she's very active in the community as well. You want to talk about community involvement? You're in a good spot.
Oh yes, sir, for sure.
Talk with Ralston Graves. All right, let's talk a little bit about iCare and about Baton Rouge Crime Stoppers and the correlation between the two. Because when we talk Crime Stoppers on this show, oftentimes we're like looking for fugitives that are out there. Asking folks that, you know, if they've seen anything involving a particular person or a particular crime. But when it comes to iCare in the schools, it's more prevention than the other end of it. So walk me through a little bit of your experience with iCare.
Yes, sir. So I think, especially, again, starting in middle school, one of their biggest things was getting that mentality of like, you know, of course, if you see something, say something. But that really is, it can be a big shift.
Mm-hmm.
From kind of the prevailing attitude that you like get from other middle schoolers, like, you know, don't be a snitch, all of those types of things. But you know, when it's such a big thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, at really any level of crime. Go ahead.
No. I'm not asking you to like rat on your friends here or anything, but when it comes to not being a snitch, when it comes to not being a rat, how prevalent is that these days?
You know, I think it's about as prevalent as it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyone who's been through middle school, high school, you know, it's just, it's not a cool thing to do
Never has been. And I get it. But at the same time, though, it leads to worse things if you don't nip something in the bud at the beginning.
Exactly. And that's kind of the message that iCare and Crime Stoppers try to put out there and help people understand.
Got about a minute or so left with Ralston Graves. When it comes to when you see something, say something, have you had the experience, and I don't get specific, but have you had the experience in high school where you've been put in that position personally?
Luckily for me, personally, mm-hmm. Nothing major have I ever had to do that for.
It's a good thing. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a good thing, but it's also good knowing your head's on your shoulders ahead of time to where you know how you would react if you were there.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you got a summer in front of you before heading off to Idaho. Idaho.
It'll be an adventure.
I mean, I don't even, what's their mascot?
The Vandal, actually.
That's right. Oh, LSU played. All right, yeah. We're talking years ago. Yeah. Years ago, for sure. He is Ralston Graves, the EBR School's Student of the Year, a graduate of Baton Rouge High, headed off to be, well, interestingly enough, we talk about if you see something, say something, and now you're going to become a vandal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shucks.
Yeah. I appreciate a couple of minutes this morning, man. Good luck to you next year, and congrats on the success thus far.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.